Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this nonsense?
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lawless Radio. You are just now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck, and I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a bone-chilling 40 degrees. I'm telling you, it is 40 degrees in DeKalb County, Georgia. It is 9:05. It is February 7th, 2013, and here on Bucking Off, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your week, whether you are employed, unemployed, or just out in the street hustling. We also support our local come-ups, our underground, unsigned, independent artists here on Lawless Radio. If you'd like to get your music out there, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the instructions, and let's get you out there. Let's give you some airtime, man. Get you out there, word of mouth. All right, I'm sorry. Excuse me, everybody. A little preoccupied. But you all have my undivided attention as of right now. And we're going to go ahead. We're going to throw some topics out there right now. I was watching the news the other day, and during this week, and there's a lot of talk going on about gays and the Boy Scouts. All right, I'm putting it out there. I'm talking about it today. You know what I'm saying? Because that seems kind of buck to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna speak on it. Now, I remember back in the day where you didn't talk about your sexual preference. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to keeping your business to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, that's what you did. You know, you didn't hear about, you know, oh, he gay. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of lost as to why everybody wants to announce that they're gay. I mean, if you're gay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not a homophobe like a good true dear friend of mine. I mean, he is my friend. You know, I love him. You know what I'm saying? He's like a son. He's like a brother. He's a homophobe. I mean, he is a homophobe. I mean, he don't like to look at him. He don't like to be around him. I'm to the point where he thinks that every one of them wants to do him. You know what I'm saying? They want to have sex with him. You know what I mean? Me, myself, I don't have a problem with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're gay, so what? I don't care. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, be proud. Go on, do your thing. You know, as long as you ain't trying to approach me and you know that I'm not gay, excuse me, I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? If we could, because I've had gay friends. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Ooh. I'm sorry. I want to apologize to my homosexual community out there. That's kind of bad. Like, I got a black friend. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to come off like that, but I've had friends who are gay, and you know, to me, they kind of lie, especially when it comes to a party time, man. All the gay folk I know, when they came to party time, they knew how to party. I mean, they got down. You know what I'm saying? They ain't know when the party was over with. But anyway, I just don't understand, you know, why, do you want recognition because you gay? I mean, is that what it is? I'm not understanding it. I'm not too clear. I just don't understand when, you know, like I said, back in the day, your business was your business. You know, if you like a ding-a-ling in your booty, you didn't broadcast it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what was the need to? You know what I mean? And so I'm kind of like the same way. I mean, do you need to be in the Boy Scouts and say, hey, I'm gay and I'm in the Boy Scouts? I mean, is that mandatory? You know what I'm saying? Is that going to make you? I mean, forgive my ignorance. This is why we have questions, because I want to know what is the importance of saying that you're gay and being in the Boy Scouts. Why can't you just be in the Boy Scouts? You know what I'm saying? Why you got to let everybody know you're gay and in the Boy Scouts? You know, I heard, I think it was Super Bowl week, I was listening to the radio, and there was a report about a football player. I'm not going to get no names because I wasn't there. I'm not putting it out there like that. But there was a football player who had gotten into an altercation with his boyfriend. Okay? So, in other words, there are gays in the NFL. But they're not broadcasting it. You know what I'm saying? They're not telling it. And that's what I'm saying. What's your business is your business. You know what I mean? You don't see nobody. I mean, none of the NFL players that are gay are coming out and saying, hey, I'm gay, I'm in the NFL. And even if you do, okay, fine. But why broadcast it? I'm not saying be ashamed of it or nothing like that, but what's the point in broadcasting that you are gay? I mean, like I said, maybe I'm just old school. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't have a problem with it. I care less. But I want to know what is the importance of announcing your sexuality to the world. If anybody can answer that question for me, I'd be so happy. I mean, that's educating me on this. Cause like I said, I'm old school. We didn't put it in the paper. So somebody give me a shout. 646-478-5209. Tell me what is the importance of putting your sexuality out into the world. I just need to know. Like I'm a little baffled by that one. It is 12 minutes after the hour. Like I said, here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come-ups, unsigned, independent artists. Go to Lawless Radio, submit your music. Follow the instructions. Let's get you out there. And right now, I'm going to do what I do best here at Lawless Radio, and that is support our underground artists. And right now, I'm going to play Closer by Jess. I'll be back.
You things, baby girl. Drop that one time, you heard?
Violator All-Star DJ.
Radio, everybody. that was Extra Sexy by Jay Silver. That was kind of hot. I'm going to have to play that a little bit more often. She just cut off on me, though. I wasn't expecting it to end like that. Wow. That was kind of hot. I like that. All right. Back to our topic at hand. I was talking about what I saw on the news, which was they were talking about gays and the Boy Scouts. And like I said, I just don't recall all this broadcasting about, you know, your sexuality and your gayness and all this, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't have an issue with it. Gay people are people to me, you know what I'm saying? And I feel bad for all the homophobes that's out there, you know, they don't care for gay people, and they think they just think gay people want to have sex with them all the time. I guess it's esteem issues that they have. They know they're fine, and they all, yeah, I know a gay man wants this booty. But like I said, if that's your preference, you know, to be homosexual, whether it's gay, lesbian, I don't have an issue. I feel gay people are human beings, you know what I'm saying? And we all are human beings. We need to treat each other like that. All right, y'all. Now, I'm going to bring my lovely one in, the one and only Miss Catrice. Let's see what she has to say about this issue here, this topic. She is a I don't want to call her a sex therapist. Instead of a sex therapist, Catrice, what should I call you?
Romance specialist.
Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Romance specialist. You know, I remember back in the day when I was in high school, I had a job as a crowd engineer.
Really? That sounds very, very great.
Yeah, I was an usher. Yeah, yeah. But I use that title whenever I went somewhere and filled out an application. What was your what is your employment or what have you? I am a crowd engineer specialist technician.
Sounds amazing.
Oh man, yeah, like you had to go to school for it. Okay, Catrice, I'm talking about what I saw in the news, and they were talking about gays and the Boy Scouts. And my thing is, like I said, I don't have an issue with gays and lesbians. I love them. I consider them as human beings, as people. But my thing is, whatever happened to keeping your sexuality preference to yourself? I mean, is it mandatory for you to go somewhere and say, hey, I'm gay? You know what I'm saying? Like the Boy Scouts. I mean, is it mandatory for you to tell somebody you gay and you? I mean, whatever happened to keeping stuff, keeping your business? You know what I'm saying? You don't be out there in the street telling your mama business. What's wrong with you? You know, so, mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know, I mean, excuse me. What did all this come about at? I mean, is this all part of gay pride?
No, I don't know. I sometimes I get confused too, but I think that. It's not the fact that you have to go out and it's not like more of a broadcasting. Is that, you know, if you're in conversation and someone says, oh, is your wife or your husband or whatever, and then you might want to say, you know, well, I have a partner, and then leave it at that. You know, I don't think it needs to be broadcast. Everybody's a person. Everybody's the same. It's just, it doesn't, because your sexuality is different, doesn't mean that, you know, you're a different human being. You know, so we all have the same body parts and so forth, and they all work the same, and we talk to each other. I think that if someone asks you, and if you want to say, yes, I'm gay, okay. Oh, you're gay. Okay, cool. All right, hey, let's be happy. You know, doesn't need to be broadcast. I was kind of set back on the whole Boy Scout thing, too. Why do we need to know what your sexual orientation is? If you are helping young boys across America to learn the simple things in life, why does it have to be broadcast that, well, you're gay? Are you saying that gay people, are they saying that gay people will teach their other children to be gay, which I doubt that because, you know, I believe that, you know, if you know when you're gay, you know you're gay at an early age. So I don't, I hope people don't think that, well, they're going to change my child and teach them different ways. And and that's what I think, where people are making it such a big deal out of it right now.
So you count on that. You count on that old school bandwagon. Your business is your business. If you like a ding-a-ling in your booty, you need to keep that to yourself.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to put it like that, I mean, you know, yeah, that's it. Your business is your business.
Mm. I've always thought that was honor and integrity in the Boy Scouts, and I thought that was the only thing that you really needed. You know, you didn't really need to put a stamp on your head. As long as you had honor and integrity,
absolutely.
You know, you were good to go in the Boy Scouts. I'm not too sure where this is all coming from. You know, like I say, keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This week on Maury, and yeah, as you all know, yes, I am a Maury fan. I am a Maury fan. This week on Maury, that was a young lady on there. Her name is, and I can say her name because yeah, she was on nationwide TV, so I can say it. Her name is Marisol, and she had 17 men. I repeat, 17. That's with the one and the seven. Not one plus seven, it's eight. It's 17. 10 plus seven, you got to do it like that. 17 men tested to see if they were the father of her child.
Wow.
She tested 17 men to find her baby daddy.
Wow.
Where was I at? You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know if you want to be there. That's the thing.
Well, evidently it was some ass that wasn't hard to, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes that easy ass is not the ass you want. got to remember that.
Sometimes, I'm be honest, sometimes. Easy ass is better than no ass. Sometimes. I'm saying sometimes. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, little fat kid in my position, you know, I was kind of like a no ass guy, regardless of what you say, Catrice. I was kind of a, you know, no ass kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? I got the gift of gab now. You know, I could talk my ass in a heartbeat, you know, but I didn't have this back in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I back then, easy ass is better than no ass at all. But 17 men, and then to make things so complicated, the one guy that she did find that was the father of her child, Anthony, he got her pregnant again. Yeah, he got her pregnant again. And then he threw up the question mark, the red flag, as to he didn't know if the baby was his. So Maury said, Maury asked Marisol, why would he feel that way? Why would he think that the baby ain't his? She said, because I cheated on him.
Wow.
You ain't learned your lesson yet? You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I mean, damn.
Not at all.
Damn, how hard-headed you got to be?
Not at all.
Does the snatch have to be on fire? Does it have to burn or something, you know, for you to get the point?
I
don't get it, man. I don't get it. Then like you say, Catrice, I probably didn't want to be in line. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She had
a vagina like when the Saints go marching in, or how I want to be in that number. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Quick shout out to P&P Taxes over on Rexford Drive in Decatur, Georgia. P&P Taxes. Go get y'all taxes done. It is that time of year, y'all. It is that time where the car lots gonna dry out. They gonna sell out. what's the rip off joint? Drive time, JB by rider. Pay here, pay here. Where they gonna jack you up 44% interest? You know what I'm saying?
Folks gonna be eating that Fogo the Child.
It's gonna be standard room only. Matter of fact, Papa Doe. Catrice. Maybe we should be ethnic and go spend our tax return money on some Papa Doe's. Put it back into the community like Obama wanted us to do.
Okay.
Let's make a date on that.
Put it back into the community.
That's right. And we're gonna do it at Papa Doe's.
Papa Doe's.
Stuff, lobster tail with crawfish etouffee. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're gonna do. That is what we gonna do. I did. All right. Check it out, y'all. Let me go ahead and do what we do best. Like I say here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up, our unsigned, independent, and underground artists. Go to Lawless Radio, submit your music. Follow the instructions. Let's get your music out there. And I'm going to play some Blowing Kisses by Jay Silver right quick. I will be right back. Hold tight, y'all.
Boy, you better get up. I don't want no drama, no up and down. not gonna cry. If I don't slam the door in his face right now, I'm gonna knock his head upside. 'Cause I'm about to teach you a lifelong lesson. I don't give a damn if you suffer from depression. Thinking you can call it a disgrace. This is the time to be a could keep on reoccurring. Give me one more chance, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I deserve. You a broke ass, but you keep on reoccurring. You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off with Buck. Shout out to Grady Hospital. At Grady Hospital, they're doing the best they can to save your life. And, you know, I was there pretty much all day yesterday at Grady Hospital. Nothing big, just, you know, getting my check, you know, getting my checkup on, you know, grabbing a few pills at the pharmacy. Excuse me. You see all types of walks of life down at Grady Hospital, man. I mean, you see it all, man. I mean, there is not one type of nationality that is not seen walking through the halls of Grady Hospital. It is amazing. It's like a melting pot. You know what I'm saying? For real. And I was there, and I also noticed some racism, and it was kind of laughing because it wasn't black and white racism, anything like that. It was blacks against the Muslims, and I'm like, damn. I thought that was a little bit of unity there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not sure where the hatred comes from. I mean, I know we got issues with Al Qaeda and all that. You know what I'm saying? But let's be real. Al Qaeda really ain't doing too much to the brothers. At least not that I know of. You know. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. 646-478-5209. But I didn't see the need for the black brother to be against the Muslim for any need. I didn't see the need for that. I thought there might have been some sort of connection there between the brothers and the Muslims. I mean, not saying all brothers are Muslims, but I didn't think it was that kind of hatred going on. I got Catrice out here with me at my side, as always. Whenever you see me, you see Catrice, whether we're at the grocery store or at the gas station or even at the club. Catrice, can I ask you a question?
Okay. I'm here.
Oh, there she is. There she is. There she is.
I was up here talking, and then I wasn't saying anything. Yeah, you always on my side. I gotta make sure. I gotta watch you. I gotta make sure, you know, nobody snatch you up.
Well, I be damn. That okay? I don't know if that's a compliment or if I should be scared. why is it that some women And it's some men, too. I ain't going to say women. It's all women, but it's mostly women. But why is it that sometimes when women are giving out tail like leaves blowing in the wind, and then at all of a sudden they just want to stop. So then this one guy come along, he think he about to get a shot, and she like, no, I want to wait. Why is that? Why, I mean, what's the purpose? Why? I mean, that would really piss me off.
A woman want to test her willpower. The willpower to see if she can hold out and it is worth it. Because, you know, some women probably feel like they done gave up the goodies too early. And then that's why they're not in a good relationship, because they keep giving up the goodies too early. But now they finally got and they want to hold on and wait.
Man, kick rocks. Get up out of here, man. Look here. You done gave it to the world. Now I come along. Now you want to be righteous.
Hey, people change. People can't change. People can't change.
Willpower. I got your willpower. I got your willpower. It's in these two fingers in my hand. These two fingers is your willpower right here. anyway, I saw some disturbing news on TV this morning, and it kind of blew me away. And I knew this was Buck, but it wasn't a good Buck. I mean, this is like a bad, evil Buck. That was a 9-year-old girl in New Mexico that gave birth to a baby.
Now, I think that is ridiculous. My parents need their ass beat. They need to be shot. That is ridiculous. I want to know what fool did that to that 9-year-old baby. It's just appalling and sickening.
646-478-5209 is the number here at Lawless Radio. I saw that, and right now they're still looking for the police are still looking for the teenage father. They said he's supposedly 14, I believe it is.
14 years old.
Yeah.
Got a 9-year-old pregnant.
A 9-year-old girl gave birth to a baby in New Mexico.
And see, that's a clear indication that these parents have talked to that boy in time to tell him what he needs to do, what he needs and not to do with his penis.
Excuse me. Yes. It's called parenting.
You have to talk to your children.
It's called parenting, and it's not going very well in America. I'm not sure where we went wrong at. But parenting is truly an issue here in America, and it's out of control. And it's not being used. I mean, I just don't see the parenting. There was a boy on the news here in Atlanta. I'm not sure if the boy was from Atlanta. I think he was from Alabama. I may be wrong. I don't know. But he killed his great grandmother with a ninja sword.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss. I really am. I am truly at a loss. Something was said to the boy about he's playing the video games too much, stop playing, do your homework, something, and he went and got a sword and he killed his great grandmother. And the grandmother was trying to tell the authorities to spare him.
Mm.
You know, he's sick. He's ill.
Bam. And then, so you want us to take care of him for the rest of our life? I'm against the death penalty, but sometimes, you know, so there's a special place in hell for people like that. And you want to spare his life. Okay.
Yeah.
He killed your mama. He killed your mama.
Yeah. I'm if he was so sick, why wasn't he someplace where sick, well, I would need somewhere where sick people abide at. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is somewhere.
Because they ignored it and they thought they can take care of themselves at home. Oh, Timmy going to be okay. Just give him a little pill. He'll be all right.
Now, see, that's what they were wrong at. See, because they've lost touch with how it was back in the day. See, back in the day, you didn't hear all this stuff about ADD and all this, that, and the other. You know, your parents smacked you upside the back of your head or something like that, and you fixed yourself. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have the issues, the clinical issues and all that like they got now. You know, your parents gave you something, you know what I'm saying? And when you got it, you're like, whoo, I really don't want to go back down that road again. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that's lost. You know what I'm saying? The big mamas of the world, where they at? What are big mamas of the world at? You know what I'm saying? They not here no more. They gone. And so everything is all going to hell. You know what I'm saying? It's all just being shot to hell. Kaput. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no authority out here. There's no family authority within the household. You know what I'm saying? Whatever Big Mama said, that's what go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But now the Big Mama done gone on. It's like, how we can do whatever the hell we want to. Big Mama ain't here. You know what I'm saying? There's no family. There's no authority in the family. Mm-hmm. You know. And not a whole family done gone to hell. You know what I'm saying? It's quite amazing. It really is. I mean, I don't understand how somebody can instill some values in you and you don't abide by them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, it's just at a loss. It's just at a total loss. Just at a total loss. Period. All right, y'all, look here. Time for me to play one more cut, one more jam. I'm going to go on and bump this out, and then we're going to come back. And I got a topic I want to touch on. And you know what? I'm going to let this topic run the end of this show, and I'm going to let it begin our next show for next week on Thursday. Y'all hold tight. I'm going to play Fiesta by B. Taylor. Sit tight. I'll be right back.
Yo, Beast. Jay, Quest, Big Tiger Sounds, we about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta.
My margarita turned to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The one she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty dribbled side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She nodded like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. That different fairies waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat the up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out of poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy. Around me, we enjoy your girl. She gave him lotion, they be getting rubbing, surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Try to act right, acting straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass crisp up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's left, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Yeah. Damn. Yo, bruh. Did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her? Man. Yeah, but, yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions. Ain't no. Damn. Yo, bruh. Did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her? Man. Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there, and I'm getting that girl. Bruh, do you know where we at? I know. But, did you see her? Yeah, you should, man. That's all I want to know, did you see that girl? Yeah, I saw her. Yeah. I'm going in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get her. All
right.
And that's the end of
Radio. This is Bucking Off of Bucks. Welcome back here at Lawless Radio, where we support our unsigned underground artists, our independent artists, our local come up, rap, gospel, R&B, blues, soul, hip hop, and of course, yes, house music. Also throwing an invitation out there to our comedians and poets. You are artists as well. Lawless Radio has something for you just about every day of the week. Tuesday nights, we have Nikki Outlaw. On Wednesday nights, we have the brother, Great Grind, the chairman, Brother TL, from 8 to 10. Thursday nights have me, myself, and I. Buck. Bucking off with Buck. Yes, that is me. From 9 until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, you have the lovely and wonderful Miss Catrice with Dr. Passion's Midday Release at 12 noon. 12 noon, get your mind fresh, reset, recharged, and get ready for the weekend. Bucking Off is being brought to you by It Is About You and Me, where they specialize in life coaching, relationship coaching, and romance therapy. Yeah, that's something new out there, y'all. Check them out at itsaboutyouandmellc.com. Talk to them, get your life together, get back on track. All right, I'm going to bring Patrice back in, y'all. And like I said right before the break, that I want to start a topic tonight, and then it's going to go into our next episode next Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it is it possible? Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, let me clear my throat. Is it possible that your mate or your spouse has introduced you to someone that they have had sexual relations with and you're not aware of it? Catrice, you might be quiet on this topic here. Turn the mute button off.
I'm here.
See there? Uh-huh. I got your tongue on that one. Who knows who you done introduced me to? Go ahead. I let you talk. Just like on Maury, everybody has a chance to talk. Go ahead.
I think that's a very good question that you raised, and I'm curious to see what others say.
I am curious as well. 646-478-5209. Son of a gun. Something just crossed my mind. I must apologize to everybody within the sound of my voice. Last week I said I was going to get the chat room up and going for this week's episode, this week's show. I'm sorry, I did not. Buck has dropped the ball, and I tell y'all, this will be the last time that I will have Crisco on my hands to drop the ball, because I would like to have that chat room up, because this is a great topic to have in the chat room. You know, is it possible that your spouse has introduced you to someone that you have had sexual relations with that you are unaware of, that you don't know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, let me see. I'm trying to think who in the hell Catrice has introduced me to. That was TL Chairman, but I don't. I can't see that one right there. Let's see, who else has she introduced me to? I know Mrs. Mississippi Red came in town once upon a time, but I don't think that's possible.
You know about her. You know about her. Yeah, long your damn mind. Come on now. Yeah. Yeah, get your laughing together.
Wow. But that is true. I mean, fortunately for me, I was never involved with a whole bunch of women in my life. You know what I'm saying? I was, I think Catrice is like one of the one women that I've been with in my life. So I know I haven't introduced Catrice to anyone that I have had sexual relationships, other than my left hand.
You crack your own stuff up, don't you? He done lost it. Play a song.
Man. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Buck, what's our numbers for the week?
What?
What's our quick picks for the week? Our three digits for the for the week.
Our quick pick for the week. Thank you, Catrice, for mentioning that. 7-6-2. That is your three-digit quick pick for your lottery. 7-6-2. And it's totally free, ladies and gentlemen. I charge nothing for your prosperity. All right, y'all. Look here. We are running out of time. We are coming at the end of our show. Catrice, like I said, I will continue this topic next week, and I hope to hear and see from you, and I will drop in and say hello to you as well tomorrow afternoon. So I thank you for being here, dear. All right. All right. This is Bucking Off with Buck on Lawless Radio, where we support our local come-ups, our unsigned independent artists. Go to Lawless Radio, submit your music, and follow the instructions. Let's get your music out there, and let's get you played on the air. And we'll put you in rotation, and you'll be playing right or wrong with some of the great hits like Donnie Williams Running. I will catch y'all next week at this same channel, at this same time. Y'all keep the party going.
for her.